You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Welcome to MLB.com Extras, the San Francisco Giants. Hello, everybody. I'm Allison Footer from MLB.com. Here to speak with Chris Haft, who has been covering the somewhat fading Giants, I hate to say it, for our wonderful website. But I actually, Chris, Bruce Jenkins from the San Francisco Chronicle had a very reasonable, well thought out, logical column about just exactly what's happening. And his basic message is, let's not dump on the Giants. First of all, they've won the World Series many times, as we know. And what they had to deal with injury-wise was impossible, really, to overcome. Mainly Hunter Pence and Joe Panik not being in the lineup for those crucial games recently. Would you, if you had to pinpoint one thing, I mean, that would probably be the logical place to start, right?
It really would. Excuse me, Allison. It really would be. Every team has injuries. So to some extent, you hate to, you know, cite them as a reason for, you know, a team's shortcomings or failures. But in this case, when you have Hunter Pence, maybe the most valuable player on the team, you know, it's a pretty much a two-man argument there between him and Buster Posey. Certainly the most inspirational player on the team. And you know, just a dynamo from the middle of the order. I mean, he really makes the team go, as they say, lengthens the lineup. And another guy who lengthens the lineup is Joe Panik. And just what we've seen the last couple nights, you know, the ball's jumping off his bat. You know, he's getting extra base hits. He has shown in one game, being last night and the game before that, in the pinch hitting appearance when he doubled, you know, just how much the Giants missed in the, I believe it was 34 games that he was out, you know, with his strained his back inflammation. So, you know, that's, yeah, the two all-star caliber players. Joe made the all-star team this year. And Hunter has been an all-star in the past and consistently plays at an all-star level. Losing everyday guys like that, that's tough.
I would imagine that series in L.A. really had to crush them. I mean, and, you know, they still, it's not like they gave up or that they've been, you know, playing like a team that's playing up string. I mean, nothing like that. They just kind of got beat. But after those games, you know, what was the general feeling? I mean, Bruce Bochy seemed to have been getting a little bit frustrated. You know, you could kind of see that with some things that were happening on the field. Overall, how are they handling all of this?
Overall, they're handling it fine. I walked into a clubhouse yesterday that was, you know, babbling. You almost had to cover your ears for the noise, which kind of, you know, said one of two. You know, but you can look at that in a couple of ways. You know, one, that they're very loose. Two, that they're very loose because they're not feeling any postseason pressure.
Right.
But three, that they still have their, you know, their collective spirit, their confidence. You know, they really do. I think as long as Bruce Bochy is the, you know, at the helm of this club, they're going to have that. So, you know, and you know, just having won three World Series in the previous 5 years, that does go a long way. You know, it just gives you an attitude that you take the field with, you know, night after night. So, I was hearing some writers, people who cover the Arizona team, they thought the D-backs looked listless. Well, you don't hear that said a whole lot about the Giants. They just, even when they lose, I mean, yes, they got swept in Los Angeles, but each game was a hard-fought one-run game, which made it even all the more excruciating for them. So if they can come out with if they can win tonight and win the series, that's a modest accomplishment because the Dodgers and Cubs, who are the teams ahead of them in the division and wild card races, keep on winning. But it would still be a good sign for them to emerge victorious tonight.
Yeah, the one thing that the Giants players, the ones that know that they're going to be around for a while, that they, I'm sure, feel optimistic about, it's just like the Giants are never going to be a team. Well, I shouldn't say never. You never know. But it looks like the Giants would not be that team that would have to, like, you know, would be making a lot of bad decisions that would lead to a poor performance, and then another one after that, you know, in the years coming, and then have to break it all down, start over. I mean, they have a reputation, obviously, from their body of work where they're in it, even if they don't get to the finish line every year. So they have to be all pretty good. You know, the Buster Posey's of the world and Hunter Pence, just about how the Giants operate from year to year.
They have established that since they became a winning team in 2009. And even before that, in the three or four seasons before that where they were a sub-500 club, I never heard the word rebuilding used, I don't think. They still went for it every year. Barry Bonds was an aging player at that point, but he was still a dangerous hitter. And a guy just like his godfather, my favorite player, Willie Mays, of whom it was said you knew you had a chance to win just by watching him walk through the doors of the clubhouse. And with Bonds there, they had that feeling. And then a couple years later, when Lincecum, after a couple years after Bonds retired, with Tim Lincecum and Matt Cain kind of taking the helm of the team, being the face of the franchise, and giving the team a chance to win whenever they pitched, that sense of confidence, I guess, was reborn or reshaped.
Yeah, I think that we're going to see the Giants in this and around the top of the standings for a long time. They do, that being said, have a lot to do this winter. Not that we are prematurely ending this season, but when you look ahead, pitching has to be a priority, and they do have some work to do. So first I want to talk about Tim Hudson, who just kind of threw it out there that this is his final season. I think we knew that was happening, but he has made it more of a real thing lately with some of his comments. And I know we've talked about him in the past, but let's just reiterate, because what a career he's had. I had mentioned a while ago, oh, he's had a really nice career. And you're like, hey, he's had a borderline Hall of Fame career. So let's just pay some homage to Tim Hudson and talk a little bit about just what he has accomplished over his long career.
Wow. Not a whole lot of 20-win seasons. I think maybe one, and I could be wrong there. I'm just not staring at his record. But guys don't win 20 anymore in this era of the five-man rotation. The term gets overused, but such a professional. He does his work. On and off the field, he does his preparation. He's a great teammate. Once I heard peals of laughter coming from the clubhouse. I think I was in Colorado at Coors Field, and there in a visiting clubhouse, the Giants were massed together before the game, it was about time for us, people of the media, to leave. And
right.
I heard this massive laughter from about 20 or so different guys erupt, and Tim Hudson was acting some sort of skit, something or other, standing in the middle of the room on top of one of the little coffee table like things, and it wasn't just it was all the players, and just to have somebody around who has that kind of magnetism, it's really important. It's really an essential ingredient for a winning team, and he's been that kind of guy throughout his career. He was that way in Oakland. He sure as heck was that way in Atlanta. And even for his brief career here, he was that kind of unifying force. And on the field, you just know you're going to get a solid effort every night, even at this stage in his career. Maybe he gets knocked out in the fifth from time to time, but you know what? For the most part, he keeps the team in the game, which is what a starting pitcher's job is. And he'll probably fall short of the Hall of Fame, but he is a borderline Hall of Famer, and he'll probably get some Hall of Fame votes, and he'll be remembered as one of this era's finer pitchers.
And he got a World Series ring, so that makes everybody feel good. So
that
good
too.
Yes, right. And no, it's good. I mean, you like when the good guys, when they get the championship rings, it's a good thing. It makes you feel good. So anyway, okay, Chris, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good.
MLB.TV Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on-demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.TV Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go, every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.TV for details.